Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. Since this is the first time that we take floor in this session, we would like firstly to thank all the speakers who have spoken so far, and of course, Professor Akande for her very insightful presentation and her views on a historical overview of intersectional connection between racial discrimination and discrimination based on religion or belief. In general, we would like to say that racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, religious and other related intolerance are unfortunately on the rise around the globe, despite the adoption of various important international instruments. And this fact, again, stresses the importance of elaborations being made within this committee. It is particularly worrying that state-sponsored ethnic hatred can be observed systematically targeting specific ethnicities. In this regard, it is important that states take all necessary measures to prevent the incitement and promotion of racial hatred, including by organizations and private persons in their territories targeted at persons based on national or ethnic origin. As for the discrimination based on religion or belief, this is another dangerous trend that we observe in specific parts of the world. We therefore highlight the importance of inclusion of this element together with other important elements into the discussions within the ATWEF committee and stress the necessity of bridging the legal gaps in this regard. And my question to Professor Akande will be, as far as the additional protocol is concerned, we would like to ask Professor if she could a little bit elaborate on what kind of elements and points can be considered as a constitutive element for possible definition of discrimination based on religion or belief. Of course, taking into account the convention itself and historical background and contemporary challenges. Thank you.